Right now on VFN TV, we're going to find out possibly why France experienced what they experienced with ISIS coming in and doing what they did there. And how does that have to relate to Israel and United Nations and the Palestinian people? Also, I don't know if you've seen the program on HDTV. It is a couple that does Fixer Upper. Guess what? She has a testimony of her faith in God. Just really going to bless your heart. We got this and so much more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful, is pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They weren't even, they were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. We are so privileged and honored to be able to have you as part of our audience. Today we're going to be talking about so many different things, but one we're going to talk about it first. This is what God tells us in His Word, is that if we bless Israel, then we'll be blessed. But if we curse Israel, then we'll be cursed. Think about this. Jonathan Cahn is explaining what happened potentially to France, and why did this ISIS, this attack, come on France like it did? Was it just a dramatic, president of France declared this is war? When you think about that. But right prior to that, France was pressuring the United Nations to be able to accept the Palestinian state. As a matter of fact, they were the leader in it. And this is what the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said. He said, listen, if this happens, we'll be threatened by radical Islamic terrorists. The very same thing that happened to Paris. As a matter of fact, let's go. This is the Jim Baker Show. This is Jonathan Cahn explaining this. Let's take a look.
Now, something else that we can't ignore, and this is not, I'm not saying here that this is a simplistic thing, that it's linked to the people who are victims, which we need to pray for, but there is a law that has to do with nations, governments, nations here, that the Bible gives, that is 4,000 years old, that has always come true, and that is that God said to Abram, I will bless those who bless you, I will curse those who curse you. So,
yes.
From the days of the pharaohs to the days of the United States of America, the covenant, the hand of God in this Abrahamic covenant has determined history, the rise and fall of nations. And basically, it's not just saying, if I bless Israel or bless the Jewish people, I'll be blessed, and if I curse, it's also saying reciprocity. In the way, whatever you do to Israel, whatever you do to the Jewish people, shall be done back to you. Now, here's the thing. Let me share something here. Israel is always dealing with Islamic terrorism every day. Oh, every day, continuously. In the summer, there was a plan, a resolution in the United Nations, or a push for this, to vote into existence a state called Palestine. That would clearly be an anti-Israel motion. Israel said, not even getting into Palestine, which means the land of the Philistines, and saying that belongs to them, not the Jewish people. But it was an but Israel said, this is not ready, or this is not the right thing, because this is going to put us in more danger with the terrorism that happens all here. So the chief sponsor, who sponsored this resolution to try to get Palestine in there, when Israel said this is going to hurt us with terrorism, it's a putting our security in danger. Who was the chief sponsor? It was France. France was the chief sponsor behind this whole push for Palestine.
Wow.
Which Israel said, you're going to put us in danger of Islamic terrorism. What? Now what happened to France?
Oh.
Now let me say something more. In September, when we're talking about the Shemitah,
yes.
Everything began, violence suddenly erupted on the Temple Mount. This is the beginning of everything. There's uprising, violence in Israel we've had since then. When did it begin? It began on September 13th, the day of the Shemitah, the day which in Hebrew means the day of the shaking. That's when the Temple Mount was shaken. That's when Israel, and from that moment on, that's where all the what we've just witnessed, that's all come from there. Now, when that was happening, that week, the president of the Palestinian Authority, Abbas, said, quote, "The Al-Aqsa Mosque," he's talking about the Temple Mount, "is ours, and they," speaking of the Jews, "have no right to defile it with their filthy feet." This is the peace partner. He's announced, he's sending this word out to all the Palestinians. "We will not allow them to do so." We will not allow the Jewish people to be on the Temple Mount. "We bless every drop of blood that has been spilt for Jerusalem, which is clean and pure blood, blood spilt for Allah. Every martyr will reach paradise. Everyone wounded will be rewarded by Allah." And what, in other words, what he's saying is, the Temple Mount is ours. We need to take it back, and God and Allah will bless you if you for the violence. So he's calling on an uprising, and there's been an uprising in Israel. Began on the day of the Shemitah, and all this happened. So now, in reaction to what, to this violence, or in reaction to what's happening in mid-October, this is only a month ago. I mean, I was here. Another push began in the United Nations that to put agents of the United Nations state on the Temple Mount. The United Nations would be overseeing the Temple Mount of God, okay? And so to Israel, Netanyahu said, this is crazy to allow the United Nations to have the temple, to be on the Temple Mount, to oversee it, monitor that. The implication was that Israel was guilty, of course, you know, and the United Nations saying, we're going to go on the Temple Mount. Well, who was behind that push? France.
Wow.
France said in October, only one month ago,
wow,
the government said from Paris, is that we want the United Nations to be on the Temple Mount. You don't touch the Temple Mount.
No.
Israel deals with Islamic terrorism continuously. What happened to France? The Islamic terrorism that Israel deals with came to France.
Yeah.
Wow. And the UN push that France was had to do with Israel's capital, Jerusalem. Mm. What happened to France? Terrorism came to France's capital, Paris.
Oh,
One month later. So this whole thing, now listen, what just happened now, if you look at the Abrahamic Covenant, what happened now goes back to when France, a month ago, says we want the Temple Mount for the United Nations to oversee. Well, that was in response to what began when? On Elul 29, the day of the Shemitah. It all goes back to that day.
Oh, my lands.
All of it. What happened now goes back to that. That goes back to Elul 29, the shaking, the day of the shaking, beginning of shaking, happens then.
Think about that. They were the pushing force to be able to support this Palestinian, Philistine, if you would, state in the heart of Israel, and look what's taking place. I mean, God specifically said this: if you do this, which means this, by the way, when you stand up for Israel and you bless Israel, you can know you're going to be blessed. I mean, when you look at VFN TV, for example, I mean, we are constantly covering Israel, what's taking place. You heard speeches from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. We financially support Israel. When you stand with VFN TV, you're standing with Israel, putting the word out. And I want to thank you for that. But we're going to go to break. When we get back from the break, I want to talk to you about this awesome testimony of this particular lady that you see on HGTV. Her name is Joanne Gaines, and it'll bless your heart. She has a testimony about her and the Lord. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back
to VFN TV. I don't know if you ever watched, you know, I've seen some remodeling shows, and I mean, it's to me, it's just, it's like, you know, you're going to be over budget.
Exactly.
You know, something's going to go wrong, and I don't want to live through that. I don't want to watch a disaster.
Right.
You know, I don't want to go through that. You know, life has those issues already. And so you watch these guys that go in, they say, you know, it's going to take us $5,000 in 2 days to do this thing. Before you know it, they're fighting with each other. They found out that the wiring has to be redone. They're like $20 billion over a project. They're making payments. And I was like, this is a show? This is stressful.
And of course, no matter how nice your house is already, right, you're always thinking, wow, we really could do something with that. It's like, yeah, oh my goodness, stop it. Stop. We're blessed. Thank you. No, we don't need to do anything.
Yeah, that's another thing. That is the new.
We don't need to do anything. We're blessed.
That's the new probably lust channel for a lot of people watching. You know, they want more in their houses. But this is one particular program that I really like. This husband and wife and their family just seem to be a real sweet family. But I didn't know this till I heard her testimony, Joanne Gaines. Their show is called Fixer Upper. Mm. And they go to nice neighborhoods that have a rundown house in that neighborhood, and it's at the end of itself, and they just fix it up, you know, like God does us.
Yeah. Right?
I'm still
being worked on.
It's pretty cool. They got a great talents, you know, and that type of thing. But it's good to see us think again, because, you know, Americans are always like, I want something new.
Right.
And they kind of take you back to the older things and how to
restore and stuff.
Yeah. But, you know, I knew something was different about them, but I want you to listen to her testimony. She's giving her testimony. Joanne Gaines is right here. And it'll just bless your heart when you hear this, because, you know, this may be you. You know, you may have had something in your life and God's asking you to put it down for a while. You're thinking, I'll never see this again. Well, she shares about that experience, and she has a business today called Magnolia, but she set that thing down just like God asked her to, and she focused on her family, and it's just an amazing testimony how God just blessed her and how she just honors God. As a matter of fact, take a look.
I remember as a little girl, my mom was Korean and my father was Caucasian, and I never knew there was anything different about myself until I started going to school. And I'll never forget an experience I had with a school lunchroom. You know, I remember standing there and seeing the sea of people. It felt like all eyes were on me. And I was thinking, you know, who's gonna be my friend? Who am I gonna sit with? I started walking through that lunchroom, and then I remember darting straight out, and I found a bathroom, locked myself in a stall. But in those moments is when I really believe that that's where the lie was sown, that who I was wasn't good enough. You know, as we all do, I grew up and I grew out of the insecurities, had great friends, great childhood. And I remember in those times, I heard him specifically say, you know, Joanna, I have a calling for you. You're gonna have a platform one day. And I remember thinking, what does that even mean? And I remember hearing God say, Joanna, there's gonna come a time where I'm gonna say for you to go, and I'm gonna need you to step out and go. After graduating college, you know, a couple years later, I end up meeting this handsome, rugged cowboy who was hilarious, Chip Gaines. And we got married, and he knew that I had this whole thing of businesses that I wanted to start, but he also knew I was never gonna just take the risk and start them. I just dreamed about them. And he really encouraged me to step out and make one of those dreams happen. And we opened Magnolia Market together, and I loved it. You know, but at that time, I was also pregnant with my second child, and I really felt like God was saying, hey, I want you home. I want you raising these babies at home at this age. And I remember the last day, you know, we're closing the shop down, and I'm crying because, again, I feel like it's the end of a dream. And I hear God say, very clearly, he said, Joanna, if you trust me with your dreams, I'm gonna take Magnolia further than you could have ever dreamed. So just trust me. And I remember hearing that and feeling completely peaceful about it. And I walked away. Well, a couple years ago, we get this call from a production company, and they ask us to film a quick video of our family and what we do as a business, and that turned into the show that we have now. You know, Chip and I laugh. We look back and we just go, how did this all happen? And I remember last year in January, Chip and I took a trip to Arizona, and we were driving around and we found this really beautiful garden, and Chip said, I'm gonna drop you off here. I'm gonna give you about an hour, and I want you to kind of reflect on the year before, and then just let God speak to you about what this next year is going to look like. And he dropped me off, and I'm sitting under this tree, and I felt like God said, Joe, it's time. And I was like, time for what? And he said, it's time to reopen your store. And I said, I don't think I can do that. And just cool and calm, no, it's time. May of last year, we reopened the shop on Bosque, the little shop on Bosque. And now I look back and I go, God, your promise that you spoke years ago, I'm now seeing. I trusted you with my dream, and you've taken it far beyond what I could have ever dreamed or imagined. You know, I can look back now in the pattern of my life and really believe God has a purpose for me, but he also has a purpose for you. And on the other side of that is the enemy, where he knows where to hit. He knows to hit below the belt. He's gonna have that fear be, if you fail, and what if you fail in front of all these people? What if you fail and don't find someone in that lunchroom? What if your business fails? Whether it's you're staying home with your children and you're raising beautiful babies, or you're the CEO of a multi-million dollar company, let God speak into your life. Let his father heart come and say, this is what I have for you. And I think that's the key, not believing the lies, fixing our eyes on Jesus and walking in that truth.
That is so awesome.
That's awesome.
That is totally, totally awesome. And so it's a good little show. And, you know, when she comes at the very end of the show, she brings her kids in and they help her finish the house up and do the things like that.
It's awesome. I can really appreciate that.
Wow. Yes. 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 I can definitely appreciate that too. We have this offer for you. I want you to hear it now. It's a blessing. Take a look.
Hi, I'm Linda Mazur, and thank you so much for watching VFN TV. God bless you.
Conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
If you're a working mom, you know that making the transition from work to home is challenging. This is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller, and author and mom of five, Jill Savage, shares a tip.
A mom that works full-time outside the home, maybe as she's making that drive, you know, she is, oftentimes, we're still thinking about the things that we left at the office instead of saying, all right, I need to get my other hat on here. And even, you know, breathing a prayer, okay, Lord, give me the capacity to be what I need to be for my kids, right, you know, in the next 15 or 20 minutes. So even just preparing our heart, preparing our mind for what is to come.
Take just a few minutes to mentally transition from one activity to the next and make a huge impact in the way that you're able to relate and respond to your children. You'll find more tips for working moms at focusonthefamily.com/parenting.
We want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our viewers. Don't forget, we're on the Gulf Coast every single day from Destin, the beautiful sandy beaches of Destin, Florida, all the way to the beautiful historical parts of Mississippi. And over 1.4 million footprint out there. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Just the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. So we want to be able to be there with you each day, bring in some light to this interesting times. And we're getting some great feedback from you, and we so love to hear from you. Remember our Facebook, and you can communicate to us. We'd love to receive messages from you and letters, actually positive messages.
Yeah.
Anything negative, just send it to Pat. He's good. He can handle that kind of stuff.
You may be joining us today and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through his Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. And we try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent his Son so that you can have a relationship with him. Go to meetmyfather.org and you can read some of our stories.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome back. John has got a report on Colossus being built in Rhode Island.
Roads of Greece. This is Rhodes.
Roads of Greece. I know. When I first saw it, I'm like, Rhode Island, they're building this thing. You got to see this thing. I don't know if you have an image of it.
Yeah, this is a pretty amazing thing. Apparently, this is sun god Helios.
Do you have it up? Is it up?
Yeah, there's a picture of it. This is first.
50 feet tall.
Well, no, originally this was actually constructed 292 BC, and it was 100 foot tall.
Then.
And it was a huge, huge thing, you know. And
I was going to start, I thought it said Rhode Island. Rhode Island, they're going to build this in Rhode Island?
No, no.
Okay.
54 years this thing stood tall until an earthquake took it down. I think God had something to do with that. But this is a sun god, and they were basically worshiping it. And they said it was so massive at the time when they built this. This is 292 BC that even when it came and crumbled down, people would gather just to see how marvelous this structure was. And they said grown men would surround just the thumb of this thing. Well, guess what? Greek, with all the hardship they've had financially.
1,000 men surrounded the thumb?
No, several men would surround just the thumb of this statue when it crumbled down. They would come just to see the rubble so massive. Well, Greece, of all places, I mean, they've had such financial hardships. Well,
it's the beginning of the domino, the financial collapse.
Yes. They're talking about resurrecting this thing, of all things, rebuilding it, not at 100 feet.
So instead of turning to God, they're turning to gods.
To the sun god, yeah.
The small g gods.
500 feet, five times. We have this video we want you to see.
This is what it looks like inside of it and what it looks like outside of it.
Oh, it's... Yeah, you want to see this? This is amazing.
Tell us a little bit about it. Why we were watching this? Because this is like a visual. What it's going to look like inside? 50 stories tall.
Yeah,
you know, and almost, I think about going in the Statue of Liberty. You know, it looks some similarities.
Yeah, this thing's gonna be 500 feet tall. They're gonna put office space inside of it. It's gonna have what kind of library? But I want you to take a look at this video as we talk right through it.
So this is looking at this colossus.
Right, Colossus of Rhodes.
It's located here, right?
Yeah, and it started out, I mean, this already was original structure back in 292 Rhodes, BC, and it was 54 feet tall, and there's a whole history behind it and why they created it.
That's actually what it looked like.
Yeah, and people with ships, they'd be right there in the harbor, and they're trying to bring this thing back. A core of European engineers, coming together with a collective. And they're trying to raise a close.
And they're celebrating their big builds and things they're building.
$300 million project that they're trying to raise, almost equivalent size of Statue of Liberty.
Right, right.
And they're getting all these artists together, and they're trying to build this thing because they want to revive the economy of all things, Greg, in Greece. They think that this is going to be the answer, not turning to God, but
there
turning to this thing.
They're going
to
build this huge thing.
This is what it's going to look like.
Oh my goodness!
Look how huge. Wait till you get on the inside of this thing. Uh-huh. This is. Hellius.
You can get in the inside of it?
Oh, yeah. They're going to build it's an exhibit. They're going to have art. They're going to have office space on the inside. They have steel structure built on this thing that can withstand
the sun god.
Winds. Sun god. Do you want this in your community? You want this in your world? This is horrible. Wait till you get to see the inside of this thing. How they're trying to pitch this to the world, but they're trying to revive economy.
Look at people walking in his hand.
In his hand. Look how huge in the context of how big they are in relation to his fingers.
Oh, this is like looking inside of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
This false god.
So they're going to, it's basically like a world center where they're going to come, a cultural center. They're going to look inside of it. They're going to see all different things going on. They're trying to build a huge economy based upon it. Yes. And it's a collective, I believe, of over 27 European engineers and designers that are coming together. They have another video that talks about the construction, the steel that's inside this thing is really
to make this god.
To make this god. And it's just absolutely amazing. And why? Why would Greece want to do this? It's projected $283 million. And they're wanting to revive their economy. And they think that this is going to be the key.
Because they're contributing to the sun god.
Sun god. This restaurant's at the very top of the hand, and it spins all the way around. You're looking at it right now. It's going to end with that. There's a restaurant.
I'm telling you, when the pressure's on, you find out who you are.
Mm.
Who do you turn to?
Yeah.
Greece is turning to a sun god. They're turning to a false god that's no god at all.
Mm-hmm.
But yet they created it in a way that when you read about the true God and his strong arms and his big hands and... You know, he's in control and it's powerful, you have people walking around in this simulated, it hasn't been built yet, by the way. It may never be built.
Yeah.
But
hopefully not.
And this is a country that's borrowing money to stay afloat.
Borrowing money, getting bailouts from Germany one after the other.
It's in crisis. Riots are taking place. Yeah. And they're turning towards not God, but these false gods. And we as a nation are going to be under great pressure.
Mm.
You know, where are we going to turn? This is where Greece, and Greece is described as like the beginning of dominoes, financial collapses, where Greece falls, then other ones begin to fall in the European Union. It travels all the way around to Mexico. They call a bank holiday. Mm. I mean, it affects the national economy. And you're seeing those things take place right now. And it's just surprising that they would turn to something like that. So when you hear somebody says, this is Colossus, this is colossal, what they're really saying, they're comparing back to this statue before, you know, what, 230
BC? 292
BC. 292 BC. And it's just like, oh my goodness, you know, what you learn from history.
Will man learn.
What you learn from history is that you don't learn from history. Well, we're going to go to break because I have something I want to show you when we get back from break. And it is, we have time. Excellent. We have time. I love Franklin Graham and what Franklin Graham has done with the ministry and his testimony. If you hadn't yet read Rebel Without a Cause, you would never think that Franklin would end up here.
He was on a journey, wasn't he?
Yeah, and Franklin is so humble when he's out speaking at places. You know, you could barely hear his voice being raised because they're going around with Decision America Tour. It's called Decision America Tour 2016 to begin to pray. And if you're a Christian, you know, vote. You know, get registered to vote. Get ready, prepared to vote. Get educated about who you're going to vote for and pray about it with fear and trembling like somebody would you know, physically that was going to turn a nation. When you flip that lever to vote, realize you're turning a nation, you know, one way or another.
He's going to all 50 state capitals. Yes. This is an amazing tour. I mean, this is something's going to awake a nation, really.
Right. As a matter of fact, do we have Decision America? Take a look at this first, because this is what's taking place, and it'll just touch your heart, and I want you to be a part of it.
Our country is in trouble. Many people look to capitals like this, whether it's Washington, whether it's state level, they are looking for answers to the problems that they have in life. But I can tell you right now, without God, there's no hope. I'm traveling to all 50 states to hold prayer rallies, calling our nation to God. We're calling it the Decision America Tour. We're asking Christians to pray, to vote for candidates that stand for biblical values and engage in your community. I'll challenge Christians to live out their faith at home, in public, and at the ballot box. I believe this next election may be the most important election maybe in the history of our nation, and we can have an impact on this. We're not supporting any candidates, we're not supporting any party, but we want to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. I want people to come to Capitol steps like this where we're going to pray. And I'm going to preach a gospel message, and I'm going to encourage Christians to stand up and let their voice be heard. So please, get involved in the Decision America Tour. Go to DecisionAmericaTour.com for dates and rallies.
When you go to that website, they have everything that you need, whether you need bulletin inserts, whether you need posters, whether you need promotional videos, whether you need directions to this Capitol where it's taking place. I mean, everything is put there by Billy Graham Ministries, Franklin Graham leading this. And it's just it's so encouraging.
Yes.
They're not saying vote for this person. They're saying, listen, repent, turn to God, get registered to vote. You know, so many Christians are not registered to vote. Maybe 35%.
It's huge.
Yeah,
35%
of Christians are not registered to vote. If Christians just got registered to vote, begin to abide with the Lord and cry out to God, say, God, who do I need to vote for? And don't get educated by secular news. You're going to get a secular viewpoint.
Mm.
You know, meet the candidate. They'll talk to you. You're the one determining whether they'll be in or not. And find out who they are, get educated on who they are, and pray, and then vote for the one that God's leading you to vote for. Christians will determine the outcome of this election if we will do that.
Yeah,
it is a DecisionAmericaTour.com. You can go there. We'll see you after the break. We got to show you something so awesome, a testimony that just melt your heart after the break.
Nobody even comes close to comparing to Jesus. He's the firstborn of every creature. He's the firstborn by his resurrection of those from the dead. Who shall declare his generation?
He is one with us, but he's definitely beyond us. He's great in his nature. His nature is incomprehensible. He is incomparable. He is divine. He's unique. He's equal with God. He's one with the Father. He filleth all things, yet is not contained by all things. All things were made by him, of him, and through him, and to him are all things. He is before all things. By him does all things exist. He is God. He is man. He's as truly God as if he were not man, yet completely and perfectly man as if he were not God. He's a perfect man with no stain, no spot, no original sin, no actual sin. He was the perfect, blameless, sinless Son of God. He stands alone, ladies and gentlemen.
Keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size, a gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com. And just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings, teachings to encourage you. But there's also specials that are only for our partners. We had to find something special for you, too, to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then green room. There's, you know, some interviews that we had that we asked other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air. And we just put that, you know, in the green room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing for the light. And this is what the Lord says. When you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and click on partner now. We need you to stand with us.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is just going to touch your heart. This is who we serve. You know, people who don't know God or who are against God, they create some sort of, you know, fiction thing that's not even real. Like, you know, Christians are perfect, or, you know, they don't make any mistakes, or, you know, once you've failed, you can never be, you know, brought out again, or that the Christians don't sin, or I've done so much, God cannot even save me. And the truth is, you know, every man's fallen short. Everybody, all of us. And not only, I like T.D. Jakes, what he said. He said, you know, I did some things before I got saved. I did some things after I got saved. You know, forget about Satan. God help me from me.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's the grace of God that keeps us. God forgives sin. But this is man, right? This man, his name is Mark Outing. And you would think he was the furthest away from the Lord. But look, I want you to hear his testimony. It will just bless your heart how he met God. Take a look.
You can spend $6.99, get yourself a good, juicy burger, get you some fries and some onion rings, and that'll be a piece of heaven. Come to Mark's Outing and eat our burger, and if you don't like it, I'll give you all your money back. If it ain't the best burger you ever ate. You often see me sometimes when it really gets busy, rushing to the back, throwing on an apron, just beginning to move fast, talk fast. It's just exciting, but when I look back on my life, you know, I've had enemies in my life, a lot of enemies, and it really, really got way out there. I've done things that I'm ashamed to even share. It'd be a club brawl, it'd be a fight, it'd be a shootout, whatever it took.
had a group of guys, and we wanted to be rappers. Our name, PKO, it was actually like drug weights, you know, like pounds, kilos, ounces. The desire to succeed was at such a high rate that I would have sold my soul to get to the top. We got ourselves in a bunch of hairy situations. It wouldn't be anything for me to have $10,000 to $15,000 in my pocket. It became more than just rap. Now it's really about drugs. Once we got to that situation, things took off. I mean, we began to make a lot of money. Porsches, Benzes, big Dookie chains that cost a lot of money, diamond rings, watches, houses. We began to buy very, very popular nightclubs. At that time, I thought, this is it. This is the life. Gaining cars, girls, jewelry. I was having a lot of fun. It seemed like the party was all good. Hanging out with the buddies was all good. But then I'm laying in my bed at night. It's me and my conscience. And my conscience is saying, this is not well. And me thinking, let me go buy something. I buy a Porsche. I get excited for a week. But it wouldn't leave me alone that something wasn't right. There was a problem. That thought of not being satisfied, it just wouldn't go away. Well, when you look back on it, there's a hunger in my heart that these things are not filling. I took a liking to a girl, and so I would follow this girl to church. I went to church, and the preacher began to preach about how unless I had this Christ that I was going to be condemned to hell. The Bible says repent and believe the gospel. I was really blown away by that. I was thinking, me going to hell? What is this man talking about? You know, growing up in church Sunday after Sunday, you got a Bible, you dressed up. That's what I thought church was. It's what you do. You put tithes in the basket. It's what you do. And it wasn't that way this time. This time I'm there and the Lord's allowing me to see my true condition, and my true condition is I was not right with God. That's scary. You know, it's real scary to just think I'm at odds with my Creator. But this particular time, I began to cry out to the Lord, Lord, save me, forgive me, help me. And the glorious thing was God did just that. He awakened me, He opened my eyes. God gave me new life. It moved you to tears to know that the loss that a person has to go through in life sometimes just for God to bring them to that point. And it moved you to tears to know that people are blind, like I was. The only way, the only truth, the only life is found in Christ. He saved sinners, came into the world to save sinners. That's good news.
Totally awesome.
Wow.
This is God. This is the Lord who saved me. It's the Lord who saved you.
Yes.
And it's the Lord that can save you. No matter where you are, what condition you're in, and you may be at the top of your so-called game, but when you go to bed at night, I mean, you got to have music, you got to have your television going. Something's got to happen. Noise has got to happen. If not, if you just get quiet, you can't live with quietness because you don't have the peace that you have in God.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. You know, I didn't even feel like maybe you just turned on the program and you just watching this TV or someone sent this to you. Listen, you know, God's trying to get a hold of you, and don't resist the promptings of God, you know. Don't have a hard heart towards Him. He loves you, has a plan for your life, and say yes, and He won't steer you wrong.
And it's, you know, and nothing satisfies outside of Him. God has created everything, and He didn't create anything that would replace Him.
Mm.
Men think they can replace God with things, but every time, no matter who it is, they find out all the money in the world, all the power, all the whatever, it just doesn't replace Him. You know, what we did, we took the time to share a few of our testimonies on Meet My Father. Mm-hmm. You see, what God wanted a relationship with us. And
He did that. He made that possible by giving his son as a sacrifice for us. This is what he did. This is who Jesus is. That's why all this religion wars out here is against Jesus, because he's the real thing. He's the Son of God, the creator of the universe. And God loved you so much, loves me, John, and all those that are watching, and you that's watching and listening, that he gave his son for you. And Jesus was born. His mother was Mary. His father was God.
Mm.
Think about that. And he was born a virgin birth, because that's how God chose to bring about his son here on earth. He was the father. He determines the blood types. Mary was a young girl, and God's spirit overshadowed her, and his seed was in her womb, and she began to carry God, Emmanuel, God with us. Then he was born weak. I mean, think about it. He's God enough to hold the universe together, but yet man enough where he can't even hold his own head up. He allowed himself, he took on such a humbling humanity. I mean, think about it. If we were going like, I'm not going to come as an infant because you'll probably smack me or something will go wrong. You know, off me somewhere. But God said, I'm going to come as you come. He came. He's God enough to hold, you know, create this woman, his mother, but yet, and to create the milk that flows from her breast. But yet, he's infant enough, dependent upon the milk that flows.
Hmm.
He had to be nourished by the very thing he created, and he walked as we walked, and so. That's the thing about Jesus. You know, he didn't just show up and say, you know, this is how it has to be. He walked and he was tempted in every way. He went through all the stuff that we go through, even more so. I mean, this is a luxury environment compared to the way it was even then.
Yeah.
I mean, he felt the infirmities. He knows what you're going through. And everybody convinced you that God don't know what you're going through because you're going through something strange. It's all the same. There's not any unique thing. It's all bad outside of him, and it's difficult. But with him, he said, I wanted to feel that. And he tells us, he says, listen, we don't have a high priest, Jesus, who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, our failures, our mistakes, but we have one that was tempted in every way, just like we are. Yet he did it without making a mistake, no sins. And he said, therefore, we can actually go to him because he did that for us boldly. I mean, think about that. In our time of need, which means we may have made a mistake, we may have fell, we may have sinned, we have saw something, touched something, went somewhere with something, and we shouldn't have done that. And we could say, you know, I need forgiveness.
Hmm.
And he goes, forgiven. Peter says, how many times we got to do this, Jesus?
Yeah.
Seven times?
Yeah.
Right? And this is not the max, but he's trying to drive the points. No, seven times seven, right? Seven times 70.
Mm-hmm.
And some people adding that up, you know, it's like, no, this is how forgiving our God is. He loves you so much. And so we shared some of our testimonies at meetmyfather.org. It's meetmyfather.org. And I want to encourage you to make a decision, the same decision that Mark made, that I made, that John made, and the others have made, to say, you know what? I want to be in relationship with God, and I'm not all that, but Jesus is all that. And if I accept him, if I realize, like Mark said, I'm at odds with God, and I don't want to be at odds with the Creator, I want to be in harmony with the Creator, and that means through his Son, that's just saying, Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. So you got to say, Jesus, I want you. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Wash me. I want to be a part of the family. Begin to draw me into yourself. I want to be your disciple. That's how simple it is. I want to be your follower. I want to be part of the family. I want to be forgiven. You know what he says? Forgiven. At that moment, you're part of the family. Now, we have some information for you at meetmyfather.org that can help you, you know, what you're doing, what you've just done, and how to get connected. You know, you need to begin to breathe. Breathing really is like praying, talking to God. You know, you got to begin to breathe as a new creation in Christ Jesus. You need to get warm. That means you need to get into fellowship with other believers that that are following the Lord and have a heart for the Lord and his word. And you start reading the word. We have a simple plan for you to begin to just hang out with God. We call it abide. You know, you can hang out with him. And a lot of people want to do that, but they just need a simple plan to do that. We have that for you at iabide.org. It's an awesome plan. It's free. Request it. It'll be sent to you automatically in your email. And it'll begin to walk you in a simple abiding process. And your life will be totally transformed.
Yeah.
Totally transformed when you begin to abide with God. You don't need all this stuff that, you know, men have created.
You know, you need to be in right relationship with God, right relationship with his body, you know, fellow believers, and his word, and begin to abide with him, and things will just transition in your life. John, can you close us out?
Yes. Lord, we just thank you, God, for this wonderful opportunity to be with our viewers and together, Lord, as we're just keeping the conversation focused upon you, Lord. We just ask for you to continue to do the glorious work that you're doing all across the country. You're stirring, God, believers' hearts. And Lord, no matter what man may try to, you know, go after, Lord, we know that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, we ask you, Lord, to end abortion, end the innocent shedding of blood. Yes. And we cry out today, Lord, for a third great awakening that will crisscross this nation and the world for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless, and thank you for joining us. Don't forget, you can go find out more about us at VFNTV.com. You got to get subscribed to our weekly newsletter, The Torch. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner. Click subscribe, fill out that information, and every single week we'll be in contact with you, encouraging you with great things that have happened during that week. God bless. We look forward to seeing you next time.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it, because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio or an something or and something, and put it on your desk at work, and, you know, put it by the kitchen sink and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world. You can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important, because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker in the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really mean it. You know, not, they aren't faking it. It's just like, what?